Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning, everybody. It is Monday, April 13th, 2015. Good morning, everybody. We had a great discussion on Friday, the 10th, about activating your health. And one of the things I wanted to read this morning is Psalm 34, verse 1. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Over this weekend, I had a great weekend. There's some things that hit me, but I had a wonderful weekend. And I forgot to mention, too, we are doing can't get the words out, a box challenge, one box challenge. And the challenge is, here's the challenge, Starbucks coffee versus the coffee that's healthy for you. You can email me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, for more information. I don't have much time to get into it today. Like I did on Friday, but if you want to take the one box challenge, you want to email me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, and I'm on all social media. If you haven't noticed, I'm on Pinterest, I'm on, of course, Facebook a couple times, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Twitter, and let's see if Dr. Arlene Spann is stable this morning. Dr. Arlene Spann, how are you this morning?
I am well this morning, Jamie, and you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you okay. Yes, I can hear you. How are you this morning? How was your weekend?
My weekend was awesome, amazing. I am just basking in the sun this morning. Just so grateful to see the sun out this morning. And I am on my
own.
So, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Can I come over?
Certainly you may. I might have a couple of things for you to do for spring clean, but you certainly may come over.
And come over. Like it's 20 minutes away, right? Oh, boy. I had an interesting weekend, and things went on, things didn't go on, but actually, I wanted to talk about our what we were talking about on Friday, our topic. Well, actually, all month long, we're talking about activating. And actually, as we look outside, you know, the sun is shining bright, you know, it sounds like it's going to be a pretty good day, warm probably. But still, like yesterday, it was kind of cold, but then it ended up warming up, and then it got chilly again. So we are here every day, all this month, as my stomach is going crazy, to activate you and your journal. We are here to activate you and your journal. I don't know what I just said, but... I was drinking water, and then my stomach starts acting weird. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, we are activating your journal. And on Friday, we were talking about activating your health. We were talking about activating your health. And when we talk about health, the first thing Dr. Arlene Spann started out by saying, We gotta think more about our mindset, which is true. But actually, God has made your mind, and I just quoted this before I got on here, that God is in control of your thoughts and the things that you think. In Isaiah 54 or 55, it says God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and God's ways are higher than our ways. So, you know, yes, it starts with our mind, but it also starts with our thoughts as well. And that's the beautiful thing about God. That's the beautiful thing about God. God is always there to hear what you're saying, even though I'm not standing right next to you. You know, God is here to tell you what to say or tell you what to think. And sometimes it's your choice whether to accept it or not. And, you know, over the weekend, you know, some things went on and you know, some people choose the healthy decision, other people didn't, you know. But it was all in the choices that you make. And I said on Friday that most of us don't think, you know. That's what I said because it's true. You know, when you're rushing, ripping, racing, most of the time we don't think. We don't think, well, what else do I need to bring before I walk out the door, you know. And that's one of the reasons why I'm always prepared, especially Tuesday through Fridays in my life, to get ready ahead of time. So when the last minute comes, I'm not, you know, just picking up anything, picking up my whole room and running to the next place in my life. Sometimes we got to make wiser choices and decisions, and it comes all with your mind. It starts with your mind. You know, the goals that you want to get done today, the plans that you want to get done, the purposes you want to get done. Maybe you want to have some rest. It is important to rest, you know, because this weekend I rested, but also I made some choices. So we all got to live with the choices that we make, but it all starts with our mind. So this is part one. And then on Wednesday, we're going to get into something else. I think I changed the topic for Wednesday, and I will email that to you, Arlene. And I think I'll be emailing you a couple other things today, hopefully if I get to it, about next month. But what do you think about this thing called mindset and activating your health? You know, we say we want to be healthy. We say we wanna do better. We say it all the time. Oh, I want to lose about 10 pounds. But I think from myself, I remember the only way for me to really gain a better perspective of it is not only for me to talk about it, but go and do something about it. Mm-hmm. So I can say, yes, it's my mindset, all I want to. But if I don't get up and activate it or be active in it, it's not going to happen. Right? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, you know, I would, parts of what you said, I would totally agree with in that, you know, the mindset part, you know, when you're thinking about activating your health or activating your life, we know, I mean, statistics have shown that most Americans, not even just Americans, but people know that they should be healthy. People, if you ask anyone, they can tell you what they need to do to be healthy. They know that they should be physically active. They know that they should eat the right foods. We know there's a knowledge, there's a knowing that's floating out in the atmosphere. People know. But the of it is, they don't know how to. When you said something about, you know, we run out the door and then we are not prepared. We don't have a healthy snack to take with us. We don't have a healthy lunch to take with us. Therefore, we have to buy whatever fast food or whatever is out there. But when I say mindset, the mindset is this. You know, ask yourself this question. What is it that you love to do? And whatever that thing is that you love to do, it can become the activity that you need to keep your body active. So if you're a person that you love to walk, then walking becomes the activity that you utilize to make yourself healthy. If you love to dance, let the dance be what you utilize to make you healthy. If you love to eat, and we all love to eat because the first sin started with eating, God said to Adam and Eve, don't touch that tree over yonder. And the serpent said to Eve, you know, God didn't mean that. Eat this thing, bite this thing. It's food. From the beginning, it was food. So she did it, she ate it. So we know from the existence and the beginning of time for mankind that food has been a problem. So we to acknowledge the fact that food is a problem first. It goes to the 12 steps like the alcoholic. I eat too much. I don't eat the right things. I need help. And help comes in the form of be ye transformed by renewing your mind. In other words, understand that food is meant to be fuel for your body as opposed to food putting you to sleep. So if you get the itis immediately following, that's a signal that, I probably put the wrong gas in my gas tank. I know I'm driving a Mercedes. I know they told me to put number 93 in, and I put 87, and I'm messing it all up. And now my automobile called my body is running a little sluggish. So do we have to deal with our mindset? Yes, we do. Tell your mind to put the right stuff in so that you can get the best performance out of your body. Back to you, James.
That's correct. Yeah, that's one of the things is, you know, and that goes along too with thinking. Okay, you know, and as I think about what we're talking about with health and mindset. One of my friends, she's a health guru. Well, two of my friends are health gurus. And one thing they do is before they get up and put anything in their mouth, before they lay down at night, they know what they're going to eat the next day. So they don't have to have the pancakes. They don't have to have the waffles. They don't have to have the sugar. Because they get up, they know what they're going to eat, they eat it, and they go to work. Then when you walk out, everything's prepared. All you got to do is grab it and go. You don't have to say, well, gee, what am I going to eat this morning? Well, gee, what am I, you don't have to make a decision as long as you prepare ahead of time. You know, it all goes, like I was saying on Friday, everything is about timing. You know my body's off right now, so I can't eat, you know, 10 things of sugar and expect to function today. I know I got to drink my water. You know, I know I got to probably, you know, flush out whatever's going on in my system and keep on flushing it out until something starts to act right, something starts to happen, you know. And most of us don't even detox twice a year. So sometimes you need something to detoxify your body. But you've got to begin to prepare. You know, I could, you know, there's countless times when I thought about next month, today, weeks ago. You know, it's time to prepare your mind before you get up and just start your day and say, oh, I'm just going to eat some pancakes. Oh, I'm just going to eat. Eggs are good, but you got to begin, like Arlene said, to fuel your body with the right thing, you know. And it all goes back to how are you preparing your day? How are you preparing your week? Like today, I know Monday, the only thing today I did was this show. Normally I do two shows. But last night I laid there and I said, okay, well, what am I doing tomorrow morning? You know, a lot of us don't prepare. A lot of us, and that's what I'm saying about we don't think properly, because sometimes we're just rip, race, run, and we don't think about what we're doing and how we're doing it. Because I remember a point in time when I didn't have personal development. I wasn't doing personal development, and every single time I got up, I just got up. Every single time I wanted to go to the fridge, I just went to the fridge. Every single time I was hungry, I just ate something, you know, but I didn't think, well, if I got all this stuff, if I got all this medication, gee, shouldn't I make a healthier choice? We gotta begin to prepare and think of better ways. You know, I was just talking to you, ladies and gentlemen, about a healthier coffee It's not because I'm trying to get money out your pocket. I'm trying to help you decide something healthier for your system. You know, we gotta live with our choices when it comes to, let's just say, 30, 40 years down the road. You know, one of my partners said this morning on one of my calls, she said, sometimes, you know, we can eat all the junk food we want. But then when we look down the road, it don't look so healthy. It don't look so healthy. It doesn't look like it used to look. You're like, well, what did I do wrong? Well, you know what you did wrong. You decided to make a wrong choice, you know, in your earlier years. You remember when you ate Burger King every day, you ate McDonald's every day, you ate the wrong meat, the wrong this, the wrong. Now when you're up in the age, you got to go to doctors, you got to go to the dialysis, you got to go through all this because, why? Because earlier in the years, you made the wrong choice. We're just finishing up this thing called mindset because we're here to give you some healthier choices. You know, you can always email us and we can go into further detail, but it is vitally important to understand that mindset is first, you know. Like Ryan said, Romans 12, 1 to 3, be transformed within the renewing of your mind. So, okay, so I woke up this morning and I had to renew my mind from the weekend because I wasn't, you know, feeling too great. So I had to renew my mind and say, okay, what am I talking about? I had to renew everything that was going on in this body. And if I got on here talking all negative about whatever, Arlene would be like, what are you doing? She'd be like, I'm not coming on to your show no more. You know what I mean? So you got to begin to prepare and make some vital decisions because time is ticking. Time waits for nobody. And it's like going to the hospital every day. I have a choice. Either to go up, get up, get dressed, go to the hospital every day, or get up and make wise choices and say, okay, what do I need to do better? How can I prepare for the week? You know, and thinking about over the weekend, what I did is I got a chicken and I made me a chicken salad. Mm. So all those who are following me on Instagram, I put a picture out there and I made a chicken wrap, chicken salad wrap. That was a healthier choice for me. That, you know, usually Saturday nights I have a steak sandwich or I have something that is not healthy for me, but I decided to do something that is healthier for me. So, you know, we gotta begin to prepare. You know, I didn't know I was gonna say all this information, but we gotta prepare for healthier decisions, and we can't do it on the go. We can't do it last minute. I know for myself. You know, I at least prepare before I go out the door at least 5 to 10 minutes or even a half an hour. If I know I got a call to do and I got to go get my nephew, whatever I have to do, I begin to prepare ahead of time. But it doesn't make any sense if we talk the scripture and we don't do what we're supposed to do. What do you think about this word called mindset and how to activate it, Arlene?
You know, I'm listening to you and I'm thinking too that our attitude is a part of that mindset. And it's important that we know that the attitude that we should have is one of, and being a person who has lost almost 60 pounds, I can say this from experience, I can say this, that it's not an easy road. But I can say that once you change your lifestyle and once you begin to do something, understand that it's is to look at the healthier eating as a long-term goal, because you started from infancy eating the way you're eating. So for us to expect you to change, like snapping your finger, like you're on Bewitched or something like that, and it's just automatically going to happen, or it's I Dream of Jeannie and Bing, and there you are eating properly and thinking properly. No, it's not going to happen just that easy. So I want you to think about that when you go into your mindset. Understand that if you, even if you're not a believer, but you're created in the image of God. That's the thing. And he said that you were beautifully, wonderfully, and marvelously made. He said those things about you. So the mindset is this. Begin to say about you what he says about you. If he said that you were beautiful, then you're going to look at the fact that you're beautiful. But you want to know that you are the best representation of him. In other words, I'm a grandmother. So if I'm watching grandchildren, they're all teenagers now, but if I were watching them, I'll use nieces and nephews, and they're running around, and I'm out of breath, and I can't catch them if they run into the street, or I can't keep up with them just in walking, those are circumstances that you would say, I need to be a little bit lighter. I need to be a little bit healthier so I can better serve. So it's all about the mindset of the temple that you live in. Do you want that temple to be one that is easier for you to serve yourself and others, or do you want to live in a temple with the mindset of it's all about me, myself, and I, and I'm going to do whatever I want to do because I'm the one that lives in this body, so it don't matter what you say or the next person say. But if you're walking up steps and you're running out of breath, if you're giving yourself insulin needles, these are the consequences of not being a healthier you. So get the mindset of thinking that I want to be the healthiest me that I can be. I don't like having mental fog. I don't want to keep trying to figure out what was it I just said 2 seconds ago. Where did I put my keys at? Oh, my goodness. You know, you want the mindset that says you have the freedom to choose. That's the first thing. We're giving you information. But you still have the freedom to choose. But when you choose, why not make the healthier choices as opposed to doing everything as usual? I'm going to go to a fast food restaurant, and I don't care what nobody says. That's me, and that's what I'm going to do. But what are you doing to your life? What are you doing to your health? And are you better able to assist others where you are right now? Just some questions for thought. But don't think that it's going to be easy. Be smart about it. Set yourself what? A specific, measurable, attainable goal is what you're looking for. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome, awesome. And while she was talking, I thought about something else. What are you attracting? What are you attracting? Are you attracting a healthy relationship, a healthier you, or a you that doesn't want to be so healthy? We got to get in this thing of thinking, what am I attracting? You know, and that's why I try and make healthier decisions for myself, because I could sit here all day and drink a Coke, but that's not going to make me any healthier. That's just going to make me, you know, my sugar go up and everything else go up. So here's one strategy I want you to implement in your everyday journal. One thing I want you to remember, because we talked about activating your mindset for the last 2 days, and I want you to understand, and I want you to write this down, who am I attracting? What or who am I attracting? Over the weekend, you know, we always attract those people that you don't want to talk to. You always attract those people that just ain't eating right, ain't living right, ain't looking right, and just wanna jump down your throat every 2 minutes. You know, and sometimes when I go against those people, I just say, oh, hey. you know. I got two ladies in my church that want to talk, and I'm like, you know, no offense. You got to make a decision. You know, even healthier relationships, that's another one. You know, who or what am I attracting? Am I taking care of myself, or am I just, you know, out here just to be out here? You got to make those wise decisions and make a choice and think about, April's coming. Well, April is almost gone, and May is coming, and beach time is coming. So most people want to look sexy. Other people just want to look fat. So, you know, but it's up to you. It's your decision. It's your choice. And we are out of time, but we are not out of topic, and we are not out of words, because we want to give you the best value for health and better decisions. So, Arlene, how can we get in touch with your book if we need a copy of your book or anything that you else you want to tell us?
You can get a copy of my book by going to Amazon.com, Weight Loss Program. You can contact me at ArleneSweats@gmail.com. And for Mindset Shifting Today, tell yourself this. I enjoy taking care of myself. That's something to transform your mind. Tell yourself that you're going to succeed, and tell yourself simply this: I can do this. Be your biggest encourager as it pertains to activating your health. Back to you, Jamie.
Mm-hmm. And I still have an 89 or a 90 year old grandma, and she's still doing real estate. So, and she's active. She's active. She lives in a big house in Philly, and she's active. She's doing real estate every day. She can't move as well as she wants to move, but she's active. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time, but I'm specifically not out of what we're talking about. On Wednesday, we are going to talk about activating your business, but I'm thinking about switching that again to healthier relationships, because relationships is important too. So I'm going to say God bless you, and go out there and activate your Monday on Jamie's Journal. And I'll see you back on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless.